This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Mack Weldon and Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Ooh. Oh, shit. You're going to have to start with that. Damn it.
Well, I did just now.
Just now.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
We do this every week. Why is this so hard?
It's not hard. No, no. Yeah. It's great.
We make it interesting every
this
week.
This is comedy. This is improv.
Yes,
this
and,
is
Eric.
The theater of Mega 64, okay?
Welcome to it.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, die and go to hell.
Wow.
Yeah.
And stay there.
We're master thespians. We've mastered acting. We've mastered the art of the theater. Yeah.
This, you know, I consider being on this podcast heaven. Mm. So if you don't want to be here, die and go to hell.
Five. Yep.
Where you belong.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Theme See you song. Later.
Hit it. To the beach with a bottle of black and tan. Keys in the Velcro where it always should be. Time's ticking by, but it doesn't concern me. I'm killing time with nothing to do. Yeah, it's all I seem to think about or do. My soul is sound when I'm in my hometown. Yeah, no place I'd rather be. My town, my street. Give me peace of mind that can't be beat. Yeah, my town, my street.
Hello, welcome, podcast 308?
11. You're really stuck on the 300s, and we've moved way past that. But
what is it, 4?
434?
Yeah, that's it.
434, the classic web error, error 434.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got a great show, the Halo developer.
That's the Halo people, right?
434 Studios, shout out to
Wait
them, we
minute.
Love those guys.
That's not them.
I just want to say, I want to take the opportunity to announce out the gate the new direction we're kind of taking with this show and the new angle we're kind of going to have with this podcast from here on out. We're going to dedicate a little bit more time each week. Well, honestly, most of the show each week now to YouTube drama. And we're going to talk cool. about what's going on with the algorithm. What's going on with, you know, did this YouTuber hit this other YouTuber? We're going to kind of just focus on that. You know, we were working hard on some videos lately, and just kind of mid-production, we decided this is not really getting us where we want to be algorithm-wise. So yeah. Now we're going to talk about, you know, who did, you know, so-and-so hit.
Can we talk about other people's money?
Yeah, who got hit?
A YouTuber.
Yeah, who did? Now I'm interested.
A YouTuber... like hit somebody. I don't know any
did
of them
his algorithm
name.
Go?
Oh, no.
Who did Jenna Marbles harm?
Who did? Yeah.
Did Jenna's algorithm
did Jenna
go
Marbles
up?
Get know, somebody buy the marbles?
I'm just more
did she earn her name yet?
I'm just more referring to, you know, every, you know, kind of every YouTube channel is really making a name for themselves now talking about what's wrong with YouTube. So,
oh,
you know, I think we should just
that?
Kind of do that. Yeah. Yeah, because the algorithm's messed up. The oh. ad revenue is all messed up.
Oh.
How much money? Let's all talk about how much money they all. How much money does
you
Leafy
know what?
Make?
Let's cut through the bullshit. Because if you're on YouTube for the money,
yeah.
you got to get out of the game.
What are you doing?
You got to do it for the love of making vids.
That's right.
For the love of going viral.
True. And for the nookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get when you're on YouTube, you get paid in pussy.
Yep.
By the pound. So yep. Really, what do you need more money for? Okay?
That's the, what the drama should be about.
Yeah.
Whose girlfriend is dating who?
Yeah. Or if you're Jenna Marbles, you get paid in penis.
Which he,
you know.
What's that? Ethan?
What, Eric?
Yeah.
You get paid in whatever.
Don't be jealous of Jenna Marbles.
Genitalia you want to get paid in when you're on YouTube.
Exactly.
Whatever you want. It's
what
coming
you
to you.
I get. Oh,
personally?
Can I go first? Can yeah. I go first? Yeah, yeah. Ass.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a blanket statement. I think that's everybody.
Gas, grass, or ass across the board.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. I just think it's a good idea to kind of ruminate and make weeks worth of content over every little change YouTube makes.
Yeah.
I think that works too.
If I
instead of just making more videos, I think dwelling on every change they make is probably a good route.
That's why we didn't make a video this week, actually.
Yeah, cool. we just decided, you know, let's just really talk about each individual change. This button's up here instead of down here. YouTube's destroyed. So we're going to talk about that. At length.
Good.
We're going to talk about some other things first, but later in the show.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
We're going to devote a solid hour to the state of YouTube and the algorithm. We're just going to mention the word algorithm a lot.
If you want YouTube, we should create YouTube drama. Let us know who we should hit. Let us know who we should seek out and hit.
Didn't we shoot all those people already?
Yeah, most YouTubers aren't around anymore. Honestly, we took care of them.
It was like the purge on our podcast a few weeks ago.
Isn't VidCon going on?
Is it?
No, not
it's
at all.
Not.
Nope.
No. Oh fuck! No,
that's a summer thing.
Yeah, you clearly have no idea what's going on with VidCon.
No, I go to YouTube for watching our videos and tips on helping me beat things in Zelda.
You know, are the Oscars happening tonight?
You guys are confused. We're in the middle of an election. It's okay. But anyway, so, you know, we should just talk real briefly about probably our last YouTube upload ever because, you know, the algorithm.
It had a good name.
Yeah.
The 90-yard return.
The 90-yard return.
Which is a football reference.
Yes.
In case you didn't know.
Yes. In our Madden 2018 video, that's what he says it all depends on. To save everything, that a badass 90-yard return, and that's what our video boils down to.
Which, if you only play video games and you don't watch football and you don't know what a 90-yard return is, that is like speed running Mario.
Yeah,
it's like speed running Mario 3.
Yeah,
summer games done quick
in 20 minutes. You know,
yeah,
not impossible, but a challenge.
But good luck.
And yeah.
That's the theme of our behind the scenes video because we suddenly have a lot to do in a short amount of time.
Right.
How do we get it done? That's the video. We kind of talked about this behind the scenes video that we put out. We kind of talked about it last week.
We hyped it up.
It had not been out at the time of recording. It had not been released. But now that it is out, hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys had a good time with it. You got to see some of the tense moments in getting the job done.
That was pretty tense.
And as referenced last week on the podcast, you got to see, finally, I can reveal the moment I wanted to kill myself, which was Numa. When the Numa video that played right in front of Fumito Ueda.
Funny.
It was so brief, though.
It was brief,
only a second.
But he saw it.
You know what, though? I don't think the camera really got it, because it was like on the screen, started playing, and it was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
saw it.
We're already in a tense spot at that moment.
I already didn't even want to open. Right. You could see in that video, they asked, can we see it?
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, in the moment, my gut reaction was to already start thinking of excuses to not play it. I was just like, no, we don't want to sit and watch that together. Oh, man. And I was already trying to, you can hear me going, well, I don't, maybe. Honestly, I knew right away. Yeah, I have it. It's right here. You know. But my gut reaction was, no, fight this. And it's like, no, don't fight it. Let's watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the fucking Numa song came on. So.
Maybe Ueda hates Numa, you know, and it was good.
Yeah.
Because anything following that would just look great.
Maybe we did soften the blow.
But you know what was.
That's a good point.
Psychological. That was great for me. Just because you were playing that earlier to piss us off and annoy us. And I was like, fucking stop, Rocco. Knock it off. And then it came back to bite you in the ass, which was great for me. Just to like.
Good for you.
Yeah. That was awesome. Couldn't work out better for me.
Well, I'm glad. Anyway. So you get to see that. You get to see that moment in there and some other stuff as well. And you get to see more stuff with Tim Sweeney, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of great stuff in that video.
Great stuff with Tim Sweeney.
Lots of great behind-the-scenes stuff.
This is fucking dank.
I want to give a shout-out, too, real quick. When I finished editing that, it was like real. It was like 5 in the morning. I was like, I better go to bed. But I can finish this right now. And then I thought, you should put end credits at the end. And then I thought, God, I'm half asleep. I should not be doing credits. I'm going to fuck up and leave people out. I'll finish it and I'll be done. And sure enough, I left people out and it pissed me
off.
Who'd
you leave out?
Frank was there.
Okay. All right. So first, top of the list of most unimportant people who didn't make the video. Frank.
I copied a lot of the credits I just copied and pasted over from Kutaragi video we did years ago, and he was not in that. So he missed.
Oh, shit.
Shortcut. So this is the excuse as to why we cut Frank out.
Frank helped a lot with that. So yeah. I just wanted to
get not enough to get a credit, so maybe next year. Well, Frank,
a
little bit
did anyone get
more.
A credit that shouldn't have gotten a credit?
I didn't really help out.
No. Well, he pointed.
You were in it. You're
Sean.
In the credit.
I am. I saw. I slid down a
what
this
you,
guy.
What do you even
concrete
do?
Embankment.
Garrett should always receive.
That's
that.
True.
All right. No, thank you.
Love
I think he gets an eternal thing.
Oh, these guys are bedfellows. Yeah. Sounds like
Frank.
The fuck's love connection? Well,
that's
going?
Our.
What the fuck was
our,
that?
That's our thing. Don't worry.
What was that?
Don't worry about
Frank
that.
Will get
make
an
that
eternal
up after hours.
But yeah. Anyway. But I wanted to say just real quick, one question I got about the behind the scenes was that, you know, we told a story on the podcast about filming a certain segment and a security guard. we gave out our tactic that you just have to act like you're looking for the security guard.
Right, yeah.
And then when they show up, what can they really do? Oh, thank God, I was looking for you.
Yeah.
They can't. Psych they
him
can't
out.
Fight you. They,
yeah. Psych him
they,
out.
They might still tell you you gotta go, but yeah, they won't fight you.
It's like when the hypnotist gets pulled over for the speeding ticket, and he's like, "Oh, the cop, I did speed, yes, but you let me go now." And
yeah, you know, thank God, I was speeding to get your attention.
Right, we brainwashed him a little bit.
Still get a ticket, but you reduced your chances a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and to which the security guard replied to us, "You gotta go."
Right.
Anyway, so that. A lot of people expected there to be footage of that in this video. There is not footage of that.
Right.
And honestly, it's because the footage was really not clear. It was a lot of like from the hip kind of like running. And it was not clear at all. You never saw a security guard. It was not clear at all. It would have required so much explanation to tell you what happened that honestly I was telling John, it's like you might as well just sit and watch us tell you about it rather than watch the footage, which we already did on the podcast.
There you go.
So there you go. That, anyway, that's why that's not really covered in there.
A lot of our fans are from, you know, the Midwest, and it just frankly it would go over their head. It'd be too much explanation to, you know,
flyover states.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving
so
them shit.
You know, for the sake of not confusing everybody out there, we kind of held your hand and walked you through the story on the podcast. So
I don't feel that way. I just want to say, I don't want to state that.
Mm. But then what's your explanation as to why they're so,
I just think, you know, the tactic, of Mega 64 is leave them wanting a little bit more. You never fully satiate that thirst. You give them a great 90 yard return documentary video, but they, you know, there's just that one thing I wish I had.
Hey, it wasn't the 100 yard return.
I didn't get that one thing, that one video. You always leave them thirsty for a little bit. Keep them coming back.
What's
my thought?
Where the term flyover states, what does that honestly mean?
I think that means like you normally just go from like New York to
fly over
LA.
Like,
you fly over the Midwest.
We've flown over there's no reason to stop there because nothing going on.
People shit on, you know, and hey, people shit on the Midwest and the flyover states a lot. Yeah. And I would say well deserved before the age of the internet, but the internet's kind of changed things. And now I think the Midwest has smartened up a little more.
All right, you got your computers hooked up to the internet, so you smartened up
you
a little bit.
You that.
According to Garrett, you're about this much smarter now thanks to the internet, thanks to shows like this. So you're welcome.
Get your head out the corner.
The bill
field.
Is in the mail.
We were always smarter than
you. You guys have insulted a lot of people in the country who have supported us.
Yeah, true.
We have a lot of, those territories.
They love the bad attention, though.
Maybe.
Even the Alaskans.
Email podcast at Mega64.com. Did we hurt you or did we help you?
Mm.
Email us and let us know.
How did Mega64 hurt your life? How did it help your life?
How did we help your life?
We'll see which side gets more input, and we'll decide if we are good guys or bad guys.
Yeah.
We'll be honest. We'll let you
honestly,
know.
I would be more interested in the hurt your life aspect than the help your life. That to me is like, what did we do? How did we fuck you up?
I already know I've helped so many people.
So many people.
We've kept some people up too late.
Yeah.
Mm. But some kids have stayed up way too late, missed some school.
But that's not our fault.
That's kind of like the story of Old Boy, you know? He thought, I was just trying to help people my whole life. Yeah. Turns out you didn't realize you were hurting people.
I guarantee
hurting people.
I've made a lot of people fatter. Because I've done a lot of video content just on my own. I'm talking personal channel or stream. Where I'm like, check out this awesome burrito.
Why would you be an inspiration to anybody?
Because there's always comments on those type of videos, or like you got In-N-Out.
He's enabling.
The comments are always like, this video made me go get In-N-Out. This video made me go.
The ego on this guy.
I take responsibility. But
that's brave, man. Brave.
Yeah, I've inspired people with my burrito eating skills.
On the other hand, I do a lot of workout videos and just exercise and fitness. You know, body maintenance stuff. And so I get a lot of comments saying like, this video helped me like get back in the gym. So thank you, Sean. So kind of yin and yang.
Good one, Sean.
Don't you retweet a lot of Snacktaku reviews too? You retweet a lot of Snacktaku.
A lot of Joey's World Tour videos.
Fuck that guy. Hey,
that's rough.
Of all the YouTubers out there,
are we doing YouTube drama?
That guy,
Joey's World, the first guy we punch.
That guy is my least favorite of all of them.
Wow.
Wait, the guy in the suit?
Your least favorite YouTuber.
That's Report of the Week.
Oh, I love him.
I love Report of the Week.
Yeah, that guy rules.
And then the devil on the other shoulder is Joey's Food Review. Or
Joey's World Tour.
Oh, yeah. That guy sucks.
That guy's the very heavy other thing on your shoulder.
That fucking guy, dude.
He's a sloppy eater.
The
kid's a nice eater.
What is he, Sean?
Annoying person on YouTube.
I bet you.
Of all the YouTubers who are very
YouTube
annoying.
Drama, here it is.
Joey's World is probably watching, probably shaking in his boots now.
Making an enemy.
The animal Sean Shatfield is... set his sights on
him. He's probably going, I pissed off a Chatfield.
Oh, that fucking poor bastard. I feel sorry for that. What would you like to do?
Fuck you.
I want to pick your brain. You and Joey's World Tour, you got 10 minutes alone in a room with each other.
Yeah.
How does it go down?
I just delete his channel. This all together. Just get him out of here.
He's going to eat Sean's fingers.
You're going to hack into his channel.
I
thought you'd like... smash a chair over his head or something.
No, I don't want to physically hurt him. I just want him to go the fuck away.
Oh.
And his videos are always... Given the subject of his videos, just wait. Here's the problem, because I really do like Report...
Nine more months. Your wish comes true.
I mean, I'm not...
shit.
This is coming from Burrito Inspired.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We can smell our own.
Make room for the new king to ascend to the throne.
The problem is that I really like... There's another reviewer, Report of the Week, and he's a kid in the suit... who reviews the same kind of stuff as this other guy, but he just sits in, he's like very proper and always like has a napkin and he's always just like, okay.
What do they review? You got to, in case
of. They review fast food items. If you get a new item at Taco Bell, he's going to review it for you. And he sits there and goes, all right, we got the Taco Burrito, which is a funny name if you think about it, Taco Burrito, but we got that from Taco Bell.
This kid is awesome.
And he eats it. He goes, okay, well, first of all, I think the avocado ranch dressing on that wasn't really needed. And he just like, kind of gives you his for some reason, it's relaxing watching
it's
that
soothing.
Guy. Yeah. I love those videos.
He eats in his car, too, you should say.
Yes,
in the parking lot.
And then Joey's World Tour is a fatter guy who really starts his videos like, hey,
He really does that.
And then he goes, ooh, what do we got today, muchachos?
He's
we
like
got
roving.
The Taco Bell burrito taco. Yum, 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 yum. Okay, well, Matt, it's that. It's like, fuck the fuck off.
I got something he can eat. It's on the Kurt Cobain diet.
Fuck up. Fuck.
The old double barrel shit.
That's right.
But I love
double,
it.
Double
I keep
from
getting
Kurtz.
Suggested to fucking Joey's World Tour because I like the other guy, and he won't leave me alone. He's stalking me.
It's that algorithm.
The algorithm. He's on my fucking back.
Goddamn
algorithm's all goofy.
Fuck that.
Stop by Kurtz today.
Fuck that guy.
YouTube drama. Here it is. The Chatfield versus Joey's World Tour drama.
You should go to VidCon this summer and fuck him up.
I don't think you'll be at VidCon.
It's happening right now. You're not there.
It's happening right now.
You're not there. You missed it.
Derek's joke is way underappreciated.
I didn't hear it.
I'm killing it tonight.
Shit.
You'll see in the recording.
Yeah. I'm going to watch back.
That's great.
Right now, I'm going to hit that 15-second back button.
Oh my God. Joey's World Tour is just... Oh man!
Damn it!
Anyway, but national report of the week.
Yeah,
if that guy wants to collab,
all absolutely.
In YouTube world, you don't say collaborate; you say collab.
Right.
I'm there to collab.
Yeah,
shorthand.
I'm a burrito influencer. Contact me.
Dude,
digital influencers.
Have a review of California Burrito.
I'll bring him one. I'll be like, hey, here's a California burrito. He'll go, well, the fries are. I mean, quite a treat, I have to say. It's not really, can't tell you if it's necessary, but they are a treat to eat. The sour cream, not the biggest sour cream fan, but I can't deny it's offering something to this burrito, the whole thing. Just tasting wonderful.
And you wanted to cut out my yawns from the beginning of this podcast. Unsubed.
Oh, don't shake that hanky at me.
Hey, who was the other guy who gave us a shout out on Twitter this week? Was it ProZD? Was that it?
Who's that? Who is that?
Yeah.
Another guy, he used to make vines. He's really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is he named after a depression medication?
Yeah, he's named after depression medication.
ProZD.
Mm-hmm. ProZD.
Yeah, we got a shout out from him. And then recently.
Dunkey? VG Dunkey?
Yeah, VG Dunkey. He was at game day.
He sucks at Mega.
Yeah.
You told me we have a pro wrestler fan.
Yes.
We do?
Yes.
Professional pro wrestler. Motherfucking New Day. Yeah.
Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
Was tweeting about us.
Whoa.
He quoted the Parappa video.
Holy shit.
That we put out a long, nice. Long
quoted
time
you,
ago.
Dude.
Wow. Impeccable taste in Mega 64 videos.
Yeah.
I have to hand it to this guy. I think he's got a brain on him.
Hey, he does. He's a PhD.
Dude, he dressed up like a Saiyan.
He has a PhD.
It shows.
Oh, I saw that on WrestleMania.
He's an intelligent man.
Yeah,
was that the,
dude.
Okay,
that was really cool. That was really cool to see that. And
shout out.
He was very complimentary. Dude. So I'm very proud.
Would you consider stepping into the ring?
Yeah. With that guy, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, that guy.
Wow. Practice, tag team.
Practice whatever moves on me that you need to. Respect.
I would love. Legitimately to see Rocco work into a WWE bit.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yes. I'll dress up like Bam Bam Bigelow and like get in there.
Even like
cool.
House show. It doesn't have to be on television.
I learned all of Bam Bam's moves from NES WrestleMania. I know I can do like that cartwheel thing.
Can you demonstrate the cartwheel? Yeah. Can we move this out of the way right now and get a taste of
the Bam Bam
cartwheel?
Yes, have it do it right there.
Yeah, can we shoot it over?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Can we make that happen?
Rocco,
we
got to do that?
We'll get the house lights.
Yeah. Let's try the house lights.
This? Okay.
He would go.
Wait.
Hold on. We'll set up an opponent for you to take down. Okay. All right, Kevin. It's all you.
Okay.
All right. Oh, fuck yeah. All right. Let's move this. All right. Let's...
Can we get like a pile of boxes or something?
Yeah, we got some. Well, they're not folded though.
Yeah, we're doing this on the fly, everybody.
Yeah, this is on the fly.
Stick with us here.
Hey, Rocco, is this what you were expecting?
Not really.
He's not getting a shot
of
the press. Oh, there you go. Oh, that's a big pile of clothes. Why didn't you just do it to that?
All right, sure. Well, I was going to hang those up, but all right.
We got to hang those.
I'm not going to hang those. It's okay.
We can get blood on those clothes. We have to sell them.
All right.
Do we have. Right now we're working on this. Don't worry. Should we move that light?
Yep. You should definitely move that light.
We're gonna move that light. Sorry, guys. This is an impromptu bit.
There you go.
Okay.
So imagine this pile of clothes.
Kevin, get the pile. Get that pile real quick so they know what they're looking at.
This is like the ultimate warrior.
Ultimate warrior.
Or Xavier Wolf from New Day.
His name's Woods.
Woods.
Tiger. Here comes Rocco with Bam Bam Bigelow entering the ring.
All right, get him, Bam Bam.
Whip over Rocco, follow him on camera.
Okay.
He walks into the ring like this in NES games. Like, And then he does a cartwheel, but it never ends.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Here's the line.
He fucking nailed it. Stocks are up in the chat.
Come on, everybody. He hasn't done this in over 20 years.
Yeah, right? I haven't played this since I was a kid.
Okay.
All right, that was a warm up. Here's the real thing.
All right, okay, this is the real thing.
Yeah. He goes like, he walks
okay, how'd you walk? Get that, walks like that. Like that. Okay.
And then he goes.
Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah! Fucking takes it down for the pin!
Woo! That's
good. Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods!
All right.
All right, Xavier's
set.
Stocks are up across the board.
Yeah, so we can wrestle.
You delivered.
Xavier Woods.
I think a house show is definitely just right.
Have us on up, up, down, down. We'll wrestle whatever you want.
Yeah. Rocco has proven today that he did memorize all of Bam Bam Bigelow's moves.
The way he moves and everything.
That was perfect execution. I have to hand it to you. I'm thoroughly impressed.
I'm impressed.
Rocco, I watch
wrestling and I was
You know what? Crazy. I've been sitting here talking shit on everybody all night. I am really impressed with Rocco right now.
Did you take some bumps on that? It sounds like
you took some bumps.
Oh, you take some bumps?
I did that thing where I cut myself up here to bleed. Wow. I already wiped it off.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Xavier Woods, it'll be a friendly match, but I'm just saying, you know, toe-to-toe with me. I studied Bam Bam. I studied Jake the Snake. I studied them all.
Mm, all the greats.
So, yeah.
He knows honky the teachers.
Tonk, honky Tonk Man, Ted Diabetes. I know them all. Oh, man.
DiBiase.
Anyway, so we showed that.
It's good.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
I'm getting comfy. I'm taking my shoes off.
We're literally on the first thing of the agenda. Sorry,
hey, real quick. Podcast. I know, you know, we showed such dazzling things here. But if you get a chance and you want something else to watch, we had a lot of other stuff come out this week. Garrett did a poorly played stream. What did you play this week?
You know, I played iPhone games for the first time.
Yeah.
We've never done any, like, mobile, iOS or Android stuff. So I did Metal Slug Defense.
Oh, okay.
A Scribblenauts remix.
Okay. Were we in there?
Yeah, I downloaded all of us. Hell, you know what? Yeah, I played, there was another, I didn't play Pokemon. That didn't work because you can't, like, run around.
Yeah.
But basically, like, everything that's still on my phone. Oh, EnviroBear 2010, which we mentioned in a video once.
Yeah.
Long time ago, game.
Trying out some new stuff, but played a bunch of older iOS games.
Beckett plays Scribblenauts all of the time. Oh, yeah? All the time. And if there's ever a thing he can't spell that he wants, he always, like, asks me to do it. And 100% of the time, I put Sean Sheffield in and give it back to him. I never once give him what he wants. It's always
he's
me.
Like, I don't like
I don't want you!
This poor kid. He's going to grow up spelling your name so many times.
You know, that we were. It's still a huge honor that we were in that game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We've never talked about this on the podcast. And I think some people have discovered this, so maybe we should just say it. And if I'm blurting this out, if Dan Paladin is mad at me, then I apologize. But we're going to be in their new game as well,
Pit People. Oh, Dan put us
You're
in that.
You're going to see us in Pit People. That's going to happen. In case you haven't seen it yet, I think some people online played it and have already seen us.
Yeah, hell
but
yeah.
We'll be in that too. Huge honor.
Thank
Love
you.
Love those guys at the Behemoth.
Thank you, Behemoth.
We've known them for a long time, but awesome.
We are, just to make it clear, slowly becoming the most famous people in all of video games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we transcend genres and companies. You're never going to see Mario show up in Pit People.
No.
Nope.
But you see us.
Can't do it.
You see us.
You're not going to see Sonic the Hedgehog in Scribblenauts. You find Mega 64.
Well, I think you can put Fast Mouse in Scribblenauts.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, so once again, you're never going to see Sonic the Hedgehog. Right.
Type in burrito influencer and I will come up.
It's my headcanon that he's...
You're saying just you eat a burrito, people are going to
But I'm telling you.
Don't ever make a video where you eat ass.
On a stream? Oh.
Well, I do.
Oh, I just won't upload it, but...
Careful what you eat on camera.
No. You know, I do that. I always get comments that are like, oh, this made me go get a burrito. I always read that comment. Mm. So I know I've made people unhealthy, but you know what? We'll die.
Maybe it's just the same guy. The same morally unhealthy person who has your same diet.
Yeah, you only make person unhealthy.
What makes you feel worse? If a bunch of people are getting unhealthy based on you or just one guy?
But he's like a stalker.
One guy. What is the famous quote? If one person dies, it is a tragedy. Right. If a million people die, it is the statistic.
Yeah, that is.
That's how I feel. If one man eats a burrito, it is sad. But if they all do, it is. That's good. A meal. Woo!
Oh,
geez. But anyway, so yeah, Garrett's poorly played stream. Check that out if you get a chance. And also don't forget that on our secondary YouTube channel, the Mega 64 Archives. You can also find after shows to our podcast.
Which
there.
Sometimes are better than the real podcast.
I've heard that.
But not tonight.
Not tonight.
This is a good
Unless
show.
This podcast,
we're going to purposely bomb the after show tonight to make sure that does not remain.
Yeah,
consistent.
Keep things in balance.
Something that is along the way for those of you who are on our Patreon and you like to watch the stuff on there, there's a great friend dimension coming next weekend. This weekend. If you're watching this on Tuesday, it'll be this coming weekend.
Last one was the NES Classic Sports Edition, where we played ice hockey and baseball.
NES Sports.
We are going to continue with a little bit of the NES theme, we're going to play some of our favorite games from the NES. And they are all battle themed. So it'll be us.
In the spirit of combat.
Yeah, locked in combat with one another.
Spirit of combat.
Yes. Yeah. You will see great wars and battles taken to the street.
Yeah, fighting in the streets.
Wow.
Down to, you know, the biggest battle to the smallest war.
All types of combat.
Exactly.
If every you time. Are one of the people who I described earlier from those flyover states.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't pick up things so quickly. Maybe you're wondering, how can I see all these episodes of Friend Dimension? What the fuck is that? Go to our Patreon. Check it out. Worth a dollar if it makes you laugh, exactly. As the old adage says. All the episodes of Friend Dimension are available there, and that NES one was really good. I'm looking forward to that coming out. We kind of had some tension on that episode.
Yeah, there's some tension on it.
Real life tension.
There's some tension because I show you the way a video game should be played, and I was challenged on it.
He was called a cheater.
I would go into what Rocco did, but that would spoil the episode. So
I was called a fraud. I was called... all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
You will see the true test of my character on this episode. Mm-hmm. And you'll know I rose above.
Yeah.
Okay. When they go low, we go high. George Washington. And also, I wanted to point out another bonus thing coming soon. I got a new episode of Blind Box on the way.
Oh, shit.
In loaded and ready. So keep an eye out. That'll be coming there.
What was the last one you did?
The last one was a while ago. It was late last year. It was about video game collections. And I went and filmed the biggest one that I knew of, which was at the Game Grumps studio.
Okay.
It was me and Aaron Aka Ego Raptor.
Do you have another
collection?
What would I say? World famous celebrity to appear in this one?
This one definitely is the weirdest episode.
Cool.
And it was one I recorded. I actually flew over the flyover states and recorded on the East Coast.
You went this? On location to a East Coast state?
Flying
to find the strangest collection of all.
Wow.
Can't wait. I don't know how we're topping it. That might be the end. Who knows? I don't even know what to say.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say anything else.
You could have just gone to Disneyland and went to the collector's house at California Adventure. They opened.
Oh, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy. I stopped.
Is that open?
It's not open, but the exterior is done.
Ooh. People in the chat, hentai collection, anime girl collection. You'll have to wait and see.
Tentacle dildo collection.
Tentadil?
What? That Guardians of the Galaxy, the skin that they put on that, whatever. Sean, I've never really had much of a migraine, but I imagine that's what it feels like.
It was, I'd never seen it in person, this new Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. If people out there don't know, they closed the Tower of Terror in California.
Which was the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone cool. theme.
Not a good ride, very good experience.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
100% agree.
You know, it had a 2-hour wait consistently, so obviously you're going to close that.
Right.
You know, nobody on it. But anyway, whatever. They closed it to make it Guardians of the Galaxy themed.
Same ride though, right?
Same ride. They're reskinning it. That's pretty much it.
It's the collector's. It's Benicio del Toro's.
Yeah,
which
the collector
collection of alien shit.
So the ride was bad, and the experience was good. They kept the bad thing,
right?
Yeah,
and just got rid of the good thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll see. I mean, from the exterior, I think your brother had the best joke about it. He said, "Google doctor's office toy."
Yes. Go look at this new ride and then Google doctor's office toy.
You remember that fucking red?
Your mind will be blown away. We're looking at the image now.
Yeah.
That's the exterior. I stood right there just yesterday. Yeah.
It was like primary colors and wires with balls.
Yeah, they still have those.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be cool, like one of those. Honestly, if that was like a Legend of Zelda ride. That looks like something out of Hyrule.
Honestly, it's funny. Yesterday I was there standing next to it. It's not like they did a bad job building it. Like, you're next to it and it's like, well, there's a lot of detail here. Okay. The problem is that the Tower of Terror is so big you can see it anywhere in the city.
Right.
So that's the issue. So you're on, like, they rebuilt recently the opening of the entrance of California Adventure. Right. It's like 1920s LA. It's beautiful. And then you're looking on the horizon and there's this giant piped fucking thing.
Fucking Starport.
Like, within miles, you can see this metallic piped oil refinery thing.
What does it look like at night? Is what it like is neon everywhere? And super...
It's. I mean, it's not done.
Oh, okay. They should shroud it.
Yeah, it's but it's behind everything you look at. It's like, if that was just smaller and in a Marvel-themed area, which they're going to eventually make that corner Marvel-themed. Okay, fine. But the problem is that you could see that fucking everywhere you go in the city. So anyway, that was that. So yeah, look for that, the collection, the collector, whatever, the most memorable character in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, cool. I love myself some Del Toro.
You gotta love Del Toro. Finally,
I'm a Benicio lover.
Finally, some Del Toro, you know, influence in the Disney park.
It made sense before it was a Hollywood hotel because it was like a 20s hotel. So you saw that when you walked in the park with those 20s and you...
Yeah, the trolley has all these stops that say now ends. The trolley ends at the Hollywood Tower Hotel, and it still says that, except it's not that. It's some oil refinery.
Bummer. That's really cool because you go to space and then you get dropped a couple elevator floors.
Yeah. No, it's like you're escaping from his collection. That's the theme of the
movie. Oh, how he wanted to collect you.
Classic moment.
You remember in the movie where they got on that crazy repurposed elevator and got dropped really fast out of the collection?
Classic.
Fuck yeah.
You know what's funny too is when they announced it, I was like, I was put off, but at the same time I was like, well, I never go on that ride. I hate drops. Sure. So I'm never going on the fucking thing anyway, so I guess I'm not that sad, but this still sucks. Okay, whatever. But then that inspired me. Sean for years told me, just walk through the Tower of Terror. Even if you don't go on it.
Yeah, the line itself.
So one day I was with you, Kevin, right? Kevin and I went there when the Tower of Terror had like no wait. It had 20-minute thing. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, hey, let's just walk through it. Okay. I shouldn't have done that. That made me so sad. The experience of getting to that last point.
It's so cool.
Was so great. It was like, you know, you go in, the TV pops on, it's Rod Serling.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And
The ride was awesome, I thought, until the drops. Because it was a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
And then the drop happens, and I remember just thinking in my head, like, I don't like this.
it happens a lot.
Yeah,
it's like drop, up, drop, drop, up, up, drop, drop, drop. And you're just like, fuck me, make it stop. It's still going.
But then when you go through the exit to like the gift shop, they have all these fake window facades for products that they sell. And it's like a most unusual camera. Like every product is like a Twilight Zone episode, like MacGuffin. And it's like, oh man. Anyway, it hurt to see that.
It's a collector now from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm hoping, you know, hey,
Del Toro.
Howard the Duck is in there.
He's going to fuck out. You got to get away from him.
He looks like...
I never saw that movie, so I don't get any
of this. Well, this is only after the credits.
No, seriously?
I never saw it.
You should be proud of that.
Okay.
You should.
I was all right.
I heard it was good.
Forever.
It was.
I would announce that everywhere I go. Every theater I walk into. I've never saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And just hold your arms out.
Let's see what happens.
Deal with it.
Wait for applause.
Deal with it.
You're a bold man.
Cool. Thank you.
Howard the Cuck. Says Incog 112. Thank you.
How did you come up with that?
Thanks for sticking with us for so long.
That could be our next skit. That could be our next skit.
Yeah.
And also, wait, I want to say, someone in the chat says that the park, they need, it's a good thing that they're doing Guardians of the Galaxy because they need recognizable IP to get people in. Learn what the fucking Twilight Zone is. It's really not a big thing.
No,
that is my least favorite thing. This guy said that. I'm not mocking, I didn't see his name. But it inspired me, though. I know so many people that
Dickhead 123
that have said, you know, kids don't know what Twilight Zone is. Yeah, I guess just keep them in that stasis. Freeze them, freeze them in time, and only have them learn about what's on TV right now.
I don't understand. Like, hang on, wait. That argument doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I'm a page ahead of you. Kids don't know about anything.
Matterhorn.
Millennials ruin the Matterhorn.
I don't understand. You have a whole fucking Splash Mountain ride that's based on a movie that you can't buy.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Also, they should tear that down.
Okay. This guy's assuming like a kid is born out of the vagina going like, Aladdin, Mickey Mouse. I fucking love these things. Kids don't know what they don't know until you show it to them.
Right. And that's what happened to us because Twilight Zone was long over when we were fucking born, and we know what that is.
And you know, it's like Twilight Zone is still like marathoned every year to like big ratings.
It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's great. Everyone's on Twilight Zone.
Netflix.
It's just a pop culture reference. You say, oh, whoa, Twilight Zone, weird.
I remember seeing an interview with Weird Al where they said, wow, you parodied an old Bob Dylan song on your new album? Like, What are kids supposed to do? They don't know who Bob Dylan is. And he was like, yeah, teach them. like what should his answer be? Like, yeah, I know. You know, yeah. Like, what?
Let's all forget about Bob Dylan.
Like, yeah, like Bob Dylan? Like, you know, anyway.
Flyover states.
Yeah.
They ain't got the time. Oh. They watch Twilight Zone. They go, this is fucking black and white. Fuck all.
Let's see what Kim Kardashian's up to.
This isn't relevant to now. This happened a long time ago.
Do you know that?
Wiz Khalifa.
Guardians of the Galaxy came out last year. Why am I watching this fucking 60s bullshit?
Yeah.
That's the mentality.
Mm.
That just explains why Tower of Terror is the way it is.
There it is.
I blame them. It is clearly not us.
Yeah. It's not
or us. Anybody we know personally.
Nope. I am not. I'm not blamed for anything except people getting fat. All right. Hey, real quick, let's thank our sponsors.
Just real quick.
I want to thank our sponsors, Mac Weldon. You know, I actually don't know if that's one person or two people. Mac and Weldon, the two best friends. I don't know.
I've never heard of First Name Weldon before.
But either way.
Made up like Ashley Madison.
But the only thing I could say is thank you.
Mm.
Because MacWeldon.com has some of the best products. The best clothing you have ever worn. This week, I got another pair of shorts from them.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, Sunday shorts?
Were they Sunday shorts?
Yeah. They are amazing. They're incredible, and they're comfortable. I walk around. I do my wrestling moves, and it's like
Sunday.
I'm being massaged. Oh, it's amazing.
Can you say all this again with like an air of sincerity? Just try it. Even if you have to like...
take a breath.
Dig down into like your acting chops.
I thought he was being sincere. I believed it.
Please. You don't want any of this.
It's constructive.
Sorry.
That's his shit.
The shorts I ordered this past week from Mack Weldon fit really good. They were really comfortable. A lot of the shorts that I wear from or order from other websites don't quite fit correctly. These fit me perfect.
There it is. That's
a true director.
That's the raw truth right there.
Okay.
Extreme. I mean, comfort on a level that I really haven't felt from other articles of clothing.
There it is.
You know what? I thought you were being a dick a second ago, but you were right.
Story of my life.
He knows how to get it out of you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just open my eyes.
Thank you.
If you want some of the most comfortable outer or inner wear, is inner wear a word?
Innerwear. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm saying underwear.
It's one layer. No, it's like the inception of underwear. It goes inner, the level below.
Mm.
Inner. Insertion.
Well, if you're ready for the level below, and Mack Weldon is, go to MackWeldon.com, order yourself some clothes today, and if you use the offer code MEGA64, you're going to get a great discount on those items. So be sure to enter MEGA64 when you check out. You'll be happy you did.
You know what's funny? I forget about that code because I, too, have Mack Weldon pants. Mm-hmm. They are the most comfortable pants I wear.
Yeah.
I feel bad for, like, people who hang out with me because I'm turning into the guy who, like...
He was agreeing.
You said sincerity.
He was on that.
You asked for sincerity.
He was so on that.
You asked for sincerity, and I'm freaking out.
I feel bad for people who hang out with me because I'm getting in the mood. Like, as soon as I get home, I take these jeans off.
Oh,
why do I wear these skinny jeans? I'm too old for this shit. I don't know what I'm clinging on to. I throw these off, and I put the Mack Weldons on. They've become like my go-to loungewear.
Oh, yeah.
Just all around my house. Extremely comfortable. He nailed it. That's the main thing, the main takeaway. Because I really didn't know much about Mack Weldon before I tried these pants out, and they're fucking comfy. So they're worth it.
Sometimes that front panel's too thin, and you can see like an outline of your dick and balls.
Well, that's just what sweatpants are all about.
Yeah, I know.
You can see that in every pants that I wear.
Oh, see, really? I purposefully get like a thick stitching in the front for that.
Well, the shorts that I have for Mack Weldon are thick.
Are thick, and
you can't see anything.
No, pecker checking. It's
no.
Because if I invite people over, I'd be okay changing into my loungewear.
And the shorts that I got aren't even. I don't believe actually that they're the Sunday shorts. I think it's their sweats.
Mm. Oh yeah,
their sweat shorts.
I wear the Sundays.
Those are great. Check it out. What's the code?
Mega64. See if you remember that.
You get a discount.
Try to remember that.
Also want to thank our sponsors, Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go to drinkkickapoo.com. If you go to drinkkickapoo.com, you will see a variety of delectable, delicious nectars that you can drink for yourself. It's more than just a soda. It's an experience. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a case. They're on Amazon as well. You can order a case on there of any of a number of amazing flavors. Also, follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter. You know what? They will give you updates around the clock to what they're doing and what you're drinking. So thank you to those sponsors.
thank you so much.
And if you're watching this on Twitch, don't forget to hit the Twitch Prime subscription button. And get your free, if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription every month. Be sure to subscribe to us. Give us your free sub every month. And you get so many great things. No ads on our channel. You get some great emoticons and the most amazing badge next to your name. You know you want that. All kinds of stuff. So be sure to do that. Also, shop.mega64.com. We now have simulated space shirts in stock on our site. We did a pre-order at the beginning of the year. Now we have a small amount just for if you never pre-ordered that before and you just wanted one for yourself, we have a small amount. It's pretty much what's left over from PAX is what we have. And the Masked Man shirt is back in stock too. We got the Experiment sweatshirt, but those sold out in like an hour. So those are gone.
Fuck.
But everything else is there. Check that out. I also want before we leave the shameless plug section, I do want to say as well, going back to what we were talking about, our Patreon, if you are all interested in getting our next, you know, every quarter we send out a Patreon gift package. You know, there's two, you know, whether you're a tier two, tier three,
right?
You know, that depends, you know, what size package you get. If you're interested at all in that, tonight is the cutoff. Tonight, Sunday, that we're streaming this.
Oh.
Jump in on our Patreon tonight and you know, get on there, support for 3 months, and you will get a package from us, and you won't be sorry.
This is very, very important. The last package we sent out, we warned you it was going to be a special one, and it was. Good. The bandana, maybe you saw me dabbing myself on the forehead with it earlier tonight.
Like
old-fashioned dabbing, not
modern, not new dab. You know, all right,
Jimi Hendrix style. Oh. The fuck does that mean? So anyway, I don't know. But anyways, I was saying we had our bandana and our sunglasses come out in the last package.
Yeah.
And it was a big hit. And the package we're working on now is going to top it. I will just come out and say it's going to be even better.
How's he doing?
All of our Patreon boxes are better and better than the ones that came before them. We're really kind of getting in the swing of this thing. I find it enjoyable putting these Patreon boxes together. Yeah. And I don't want anybody to miss out. So tonight's the night. If you're watching this on Tuesday, you've already missed out. You're already a loser. Sorry. But tonight, if you're watching live, you have a chance to get in just under the wire.
Yes. So patreon.com/mega64. Get on that. Okay, let's talk some video game stuff. We haven't even gotten to that tonight.
Fuck it. There's nothing fucking new.
No, there is. There is. They dropped bombs this week because kind of jumping around here, but you know, we need to talk about the biggest things.
Okay. Most important
in the world right now, the Xbox Scorpio.
Ooh, sounds cool.
Yeah, they finally dropped all the data.
Well, I already sold my Switch because I'm waiting for Scorpio.
Scorpio the data's out. Day one.
I burned my Switch.
Yeah.
Because nobody should enjoy it.
Right.
In a world where the Scorpio exists.
Mm, yeah.
Marco, what did you do to your Switch?
Have you seen the specs?
What did I do to my Switch?
Yeah.
I just stabbed the screen with a key.
Fuck yeah,
just to make sure I wasn't going to play it. Because I need as much time as possible.
Old school Italian trick.
Yeah.
The key stab.
you know, actually, if you ever see... this is spoilers. If you ever saw Godfather's Part 3, one of my favorite kills is with a pair of glasses.
Oh, fuck.
Because the guy gets patted down. And it's, you know, it's like, oh, shit, he's about to assassinate this dude.
But how?
He pats him down and he takes all his stuff.
No gun, no knife.
Yeah, so he just goes, actually, I have something to tell you. And I'm going to do it in slow motion. Boom.
He takes off his
glasses.
Boom.
No. Slow motion. I'm not going to do it slow.
Come on.
Put your hands
slow mo kill.
Like
kill
right
cam.
There. Just punctures it. Geyser coming out.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
See, people say Godfather 3 is bad.
Ooh,
please.
Vegas, baby. Ooh.
Glasses kill? Come on.
Ugh.
Better than Mo Green. all you Godfather what? One fans.
Hey, so they're announcing the new console.
Yeah.
So Xbox One was the worst system ever, right?
No. I mean, 3DO, Jaguar, Virtual Boy.
Didn't it? I feel like it's the terrible, Xbox, right? I feel like the Xbox One was just released.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's still a new console.
Does it have a good game yet?
And I still feel like the big selling game is still yet to come for the Xbox One.
It had a Halo.
You pointed out, has it really been 4 years?
It's been 4 years. Fuck. Also since the PS4. And even the PS4, I mean, it still feels new, but I've played a ton of shit.
Yeah, I have all these experiences with the PS4, so I'd be like, yeah, it's been around for a little while.
Sure, but
standby. Yeah,
Xbox One. I still feel like it hasn't started yet.
Still waiting for that.
And now they're just sweeping it under the rug. Like, all right, enough of that.
I think the Xbox One. I think it's honestly, you know, but that. I think it's kind of the Wii U situation again, because 4 years into the Wii U, you know, that came out in 2012. In 2016, last year, beginning of last year, you were hearing them talk about, all right, we've got this thing codenamed NX.
Right.
You started to hear about that. I think Microsoft looked at that and went, hey, the Wii U, when that wasn't working, they abandoned ship kind of early. I think we can do that too.
Hmm.
I think that's what's going on. I think it's I think the Scorpio is a brand new system. That's what it sounds like. That it pretty much emulates Xbox One games at this point. I think it's a brand, I think it's another system.
What's holding back the Xbox One though? Is it hardware?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the platform in general was not appealing to people.
No. Bad PR has always held it back.
It came out to the worst PR shitstorm ever.
Also, keep in mind, the name is fucking Xbox One, which is the dumbest fucking name.
That's bad PR.
It's almost like what happened with the Wii U.
Yeah, weird. Dumbass names aren't working, huh?
So all of these things swirling around it had already had difficulty, but... I'll just say too, combine that with the fact that the PS1 was, PS4 was kind of going for the same crowd, but doing it so elegantly with such great PR that like no one really had a choice.
I wasn't sure what the Xbox One was trying to do. It was like with all that pass through HDMI stuff, and
it was trying to replace
TV tuner shit,
everything in your living room.
Yeah, I was so not interested.
And then all this drama with it records you, and who's recording you?
Yeah.
And then no, it doesn't record you.
At the worst time, doesn't Edward Snowden was at his peak? That story came out.
And then I think the world was just waiting for them to make up for all that bad stuff, and they didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
But I will say something that's interesting with this, something that was really fascinating. So this reveal that they had was just all, and people are saying it's not a new console, but I mean, I honestly think they're going to treat this like it is. They're acting like it's a spec upgrade, but I really feel like they're going to try to parlay.
Does it have all those?
I don't have that.
Why have a code name and all this fucking hubbub for a spec upgrade? That's stupid.
Because I think they're really, I think they are going to try to hype it up like it's.
Maybe this
like it is the next level.
Maybe this is their
somewhere
attempt
between.
To get people back to Xbox.
This kind of ties into what I was going to say with what's fascinating about this is they showed all they revealed this week was like, here's all the specs and look how much, you know, look how many higher numbers this has than a PS4 Pro. And look how many, you know, every game native 4K resolution, every game is, you know, this and blah, 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 you know, all these different specs. And I was saying to somebody, I was like, you know, those things aren't really, those things are cool, like, to, like, nerds on that kind of stuff. Like me, I mean, I'll lump myself into that, you know. I have a 4K TV now, so to hear that every game runs at native 4K, like, not even upscaled 4K, like, native 4K, that's awesome. That's going to look great. But that's a very, like, video nerd. I'm coming at it, and I'm speaking for myself. I'm coming from a very video nerd angle on that.
AV
club. By and large, the public is not demanding that. And that's not that big of a thing. And a lot of people have said, like, you know, focusing on specs is where how we got here. Instead of, you know, Nintendo, it's like, don't even worry about the specs. Look at these great experiences you're going to have.
Right.
You know, just having the higher numbers isn't like the best attitude to go into something. But I will say what's interesting is at the same time, what did they always get ripped to shreds on was Xbox One. It was always, this game runs at 900p, not even 1080p.
Yeah.
It was always like Xbox versus PS4. Like, look, it doesn't run at 60 frames a second. It runs at 30. Those are things that I honestly don't really, if the game is fun, I don't care about. But I would get it on PS4 because it was a higher number.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah, when I had
and,
both.
And that was honestly, an issue. Like, so it's easy to, yeah, it's easy to kind of scoff at, oh, they're just focusing on numbers. It seems like it's easy to scoff at. But hey, when these games come out, if they're all like, yeah, these are all 4K, 60 frames a second, yeah, maybe they will get, you know, it's like the loudest complainers on the internet are the people who really like dig into all those things.
True.
Yeah. So maybe they'll win all those people over. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. So yeah. We'll see. That's why I'm just curious what their mentality is going into this.
We'll see. You
know? I thought it was a team up with Razer because they named it after like Scorpio. I thought it was another animal name. Or
it
something.
Did seem like a very Razer move.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who knows if they'll keep that name? Some people are saying they should keep that name because console names kind of, it's like their code names are always like cool and then they.
The Dolphin, I still wait for the Nintendo Dolphin.
Yeah, when's that coming
out? I'm still waiting on, is Nintendo putting out the NX? When is that coming out?
The NX?
I think if video game companies want to be cool, which I'm sure they do.
Sure they do.
Name every console for the rest of time after a skateboarding trick. You'll be good.
Yeah.
Oh, hell
the
yeah.
Microsoft Kickflip, the Nintendo Ollie.
Sony Kick Steelfish.
The Sony Stalefish.
Yeah.
Stalefish sounds like kind of a bad one.
Nintendo Fake.
No, the Atari. The Atari Shove
It. Nintendo did do it. Wow.
Whoa.
That's the coolest
console. I've been loving the Nintendo Switch.
It's the coolest console out there. Yeah.
Continue this trend.
Yeah, Nintendo. Christ dare.
Name everything
That's
after
cool.
a skateboarding
That'd
trick.
Be cool.
And if Xbox, you can go up to 900, but then...
I mean, they kind of did it with the 360. They fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. I know. They were on the tip of a good idea.
They had
but the 360 was a huge hit.
I know.
Yeah, 360 was a biggest huge hit.
And then what happened? The one.
Yeah,
that's not a fucking skateboard trick.
Wow.
Hey,
you're fucking on to something, man.
In Gamer Wars, Derek called it... Wait, we were going to call it Xbox 720. No, you called it 370. Never mind.
Yeah.
But that still could be a trick.
Yeah. Anyways, you want to be cool skateboarding.
Nintendo, if you're watching this, patch your system. Because right now, you know, complaint kind of a lot of people have is the user interface is a little dry. You know, it doesn't have like that Nintendo music.
Right.
Patch in a CKY album.
They need
to, you know,
yeah.
Nintendo Switch means. And then the, you know, the menus.
Or any song off Offspring Americana.
Yeah.
Sure.
That'd be good too.
Totally.
Because that's my skating reference.
Mm.
Totally. So anyway, Xbox, you got a lot of work to do. But anyway, so we'll see. Who knows what's going on with that.
What are we doing? Are we at the end of the show?
We're at time, but if you guys want to talk about some movies real quick, we can do that. I know Garrett saw Ghost in the Shell, which...
I did go see Ghost in the Shell.
He's the one guy who saw it.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else who saw it.
I don't know anyone else in the world who saw it, but Garrett.
Was it very crowded when you saw it?
No, it wasn't too crowded. It was the second weekend, though. And it didn't do very well from what I heard. But, you know, pretty open seating in the theater I went in, but I enjoyed the movie for what it was. It was like a very visual representation of the anime. Like they kind of took the anime and made scenes, shot for shot, pretty literal, but visually really, really, that's the reason to go is all visual. But impressed by the acting, like I didn't know Beat Takashi, which is a actor, director, Japanese guy.
Yeah.
He's in it as a main character, and I didn't really know that. I didn't watch a lot going into it because I was just like, yeah, I'll check this out.
Yeah.
I like Scarlett Johansson and stuff.
How many popcorn shakes?
I give it 2.5 out of 5 popcorn shakes.
That's, well,
50%. It's a fun.
That's average.
50%. That's
it's like why you would go see like a comic book movie. But I think like more, if you're a fan of that anime, you would want to go see it. And that's about it. Or if you're like a kid and you want to go see like a cool.
Is it like a better version of The Matrix?
No, that was Wanted where they can bend the bullet.
So is this like a better version of Wanted?
It's a better version of Wanted.
Okay. Good review.
You know what's interesting? The most interesting thing is you really get an understanding of what a human body looks like.
Nice.
Finally.
Oh, a real human body.
Oh,
because
finally.
In the anime, you know, the major's flipping backwards off the building and it's that anime, like skinny, tight waist. You know, narrow shoulders, big breasts, like
nice.
It's what you see in all anime. It's like those tropes. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is in that costume, but built as a real human woman being. So it's interesting. You see, like her wide
torso in the costume spinning out. It's like,
yeah. Are you describing the anime?
Yeah, you're,
go back to the hentai.
You want me to talk about the thin, narrow waist, perky, pressed up nipples?
Got it. Yeah.
Not the broad shoulders of Scar Jo.
The huge torso of Scar Jo.
I'm tired of all this body accepted
stuff. Am I the only one? I gotta be real about it. Like, Scarlett Johansson has this wide torso. Like, she is way below my standards. I could not date her.
Don't bother.
When you see live action versions, because I've been a fan of live action anime. I watched the Death Note ones.
Oh yeah,
I've seen the pretty much all of them. There was a great Sailor Moon one on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
like god awful.
Oh, classic.
What was Anno did the Cutie Honey one?
Cutie Honey movie.
So rules. There's something to live action remakes and stuff. This is kind of the first time. Well, not really the first time, but a big Hollywood company got behind and did this.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That was Fox,
and that was god awful. Still holds.
There was just less money in it.
Still holds the cake as like the worst thing ever committed to fucking
definitely
live action transfer. But this did, I think, a really good job of doing that. Of taking an anime and putting it in live action. Now, that's never really a good idea with a broad audience, I don't think. Mm. So that's why it didn't do well, I guess.
Yeah. Broad audience, not going to dig it. Save it for the dudes.
And the broad wasn't skinny enough.
God damn, Garrett. Why? What? Yikes.
What? It's just... I'm talking about the real body is thick.
Yeah, we need to get rid of real bodies. We need to move on to real androids.
It's interesting checking that out.
Yeah.
So check that out if you want to see that. If not...
Hey, I saw Gremlins for the first time.
Mm.
It's available on Netflix. I'd never seen Gremlins. I knew nothing about it.
I've never seen Gremlins.
You've never seen it?
No.
You should watch
it. Spielberg, right?
You should watch it with your kids. It's that level of, like, it's barely, I would say, barely too scary for kids. Like your age. But that's good. Like,
yeah.
You got to have people push their limits.
Yeah,
you know?
I got to scare some kids sometimes.
I think your kids will be like into it because it's kind of violent. It like not kind of violent. It's excessively violent.
It scared me as a kid.
It's excessively violent, but the gremlins are like 80s puppets. So you watch it now and it's like, well, I mean, they put one in a microwave and it exploded, but I know it's a puppet.
Right.
I think it's good. It was executive produced by Steven Spielberg and Chris Columbus wrote it. Maybe. Did he direct it?
I think so.
He may have directed it. So it definitely has 80s charm, like hardcore, like the best kind of 80s movie charm,
dude. And it's Christmas time too.
It's a Christmas movie. It's like it hits every note of an 80s you know, campy monster flick. Corey Feldman's in it, like
okay.
Definitely I recommend Gremlins. Check it out. It's right up there with, you know, Goonies and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Another movie I saw recently.
Great comparisons, honestly.
I saw that recently too.
What?
Someone kept bugging me to see Killer Clowns, and I finally watched it.
I talked about it on the podcast.
You talked about it, and someone else bugged me.
What did you think of it?
Oh, I loved it. You were right.
I thought you would.
Totally dug it.
It definitely, like, punk rock vibes and, like, DIY style. I honestly started watching it thinking, like, yeah, this movie. Like, Circus Tent from Space lands, and old man with a dog gets abducted. I was like, fuck this. But as it went on, it was like, you know, I have to hand it to these filmmakers. This is a cool movie. Very cool.
One of the first MP3s I ever downloaded on Napster was the Killer Clowns theme.
Really?
Because I tried to think of what's something I would not be able to find a CD of. You know, I was just going nuts. The first MP3 I ever downloaded was the Bum Bum song.
Mine too.
Of course, the Bum Bum song.
Because Tom Green told you that you could do it, which I didn't know it was possible.
Yeah.
And then he told you how, like, step by step. It was awesome.
How did you get the Bum Bum song?
Yeah.
on Napster, I think Napster, the first MP3 I ever downloaded, just to test it, I'm pretty sure was the real Slim Shady.
Mine, this is so embarrassing, was the Austin Powers rap with, like, what? Mike Myers, like, just the two of us, like, Mike Myers up to Mini-Me. Yeah, that was my second MP3 I downloaded.
Hey, speaking of the real Slim Shady, I have this theory that everything that happened exactly 20 years ago from today is cool again right now.
Right.
Okay. And when you kind of look through things reoccurring, it's always like, yeah, exactly 20 years ago, whatever that thing is, it's coming back.
Okay.
And by my logic, according to my hypothesis, Eminem's first album is about to come back into style.
97.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
You're totally right. It's about to hit hard again. The song of the summer right now is Fly by Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be huge 20 yeah. years.
Also, Third Eye Blind's album came out 20 years ago today.
Derek, you fucking crazy.
And they keep fucking playing that on the radio.
And
they won't stop.
Exactly 20 years is the sweet spot for what's cool. And you think about all the controversy in America, like
yep. war.
Ooh, all the everybody's, you know, conservative is taking over. Eminem is just going to be blasted all over the radio soon. I'm calling it now. I'm getting out my my name is T-shirt from my mom's house, and I'm gonna start repping it.
Hell yeah!
You know what? I was a big Eminem fan, and it's really embarrassing to kind of think about how much I was like. I was fucking into Eminem. Really?
That's
funny. I didn't
even
know the level of it. Because I knew you had I borrowed his album from you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you were like that into it.
So. My favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Wow. I could still remember the lyrical mastery that he provided on those albums about his opinions on all matter of great topics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What is there to say about Eminem?
Vicodins.
His points still ring true today.
His kid and his wife.
Mm. Anyways,
still married.
Eminem, my name is. That's going to be the new song in a few months. Watch it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm calling it now.
Wow.
Cool.
Hey, I saw a movie. Speaking of Eminem and kind of the subject matter, I saw Your Name in theaters, anime film. One of the biggest anime films of all time.
Your Name. Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest?
Kevin saw it last year at a screening.
Right.
And when we were talking, like, what was our favorite movie of last year? Kevin was like, geez, mine was an anime. It was Your Name. I was like, what? Like, I've seen, like, a poster for it.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, a guy and a girl. It was an
like,
anime.
Yeah, like a field
and I'm just
something.
Like, what is Kevin talking about? That's his favorite movie? I was like,
saw it a year ago?
It's that good? But then I heard, oh, it was the biggest movie. I'd heard about it from our friends at Funimation.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they talk about it, too. But I was just like, what is this? It was playing in theaters here. It is now, actually. It's playing in theaters here. And Kevin was like, should see it. Okay. And that was a great movie. Wow.
Cool.
The less you know about it, the better. I knew nothing going in. And I'm like, oh, this is what the movie's about. Okay. Wait, is this what the movie's about? Wait, this is what the movie's about? Wait, it just kept adding layers to it. Wow. I had no idea.
Because I think I know, but I'm not interested
you
because of
you
what
know,
I think.
You think you know, but you have no idea. MTV. No, I don't know. No, it was good. It was just really good. It was a very, very good movie. If it's playing in your area, you got to check it out.
Did you eat?
I was really impressed by that.
Did you eat anything when you saw it?
I did. Popcorn.
Did you?
Now, here's the question.
So when you see it, better eat some popcorn.
But did you leave the trash on the floor?
You know what's funny? Uh-oh. It wasn't a very big. I just got a small thing, and I set it next to me, and I actually had the thought in my head. I'm like, well, you know, it's kind of, it's not like a hard to get thing like a wrapper.
Right.
If that was on the ground, where is it? No, it was a vertical, you know, container. So I thought, well, I'll easily throw that away when this is over. You know, I had that thought.
Sure.
Kind of chuckled to myself. Yeah, I have no memory of throwing that away. I think
so
I like it.
Oh,
I think old habits die hard.
Your Name.
Kevin, did you see me?
Holy shit.
But you know what? I feel like it's him.
I think I left it.
This guy.
You know, what?
Thanks. And worst part, you're a fucking influencer. Now everybody who goes to see Your Name,
fucking
gotta leave the popcorn at the seats.
That's not okay.
They don't leave the burrito wrappers at the fucking movie theater.
I did not bring a burrito.
Okay,
if I was with Garrett, I would have hid a euro across four pockets.
Yeah.
But not,
chips,
he wasn't there.
Tzatziki in one.
during the most crowded showing of American Sniper in history.
I saw a video a few weeks ago. Jimmy Fallon had a song about how do you pronounce Euro.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I bet that went
did
viral.
Did it go viral?
Classic
did it go
Fallon.
Fucking viral?
It went fucking viral.
Oh, yeah.
It's
classic
it's
Fallon.
2017
nice.
And it's a song. How do you pronounce it? Is it Gyro?
Gyro.
Oh my God. I talked about Kurt's special earlier. I have a new treat for you to sing about, Jimmy. The double double.
How do you say it?
Rewind the podcast. You'll get my joke later.
Double double.
Does I heard Steve-O is the biggest Your Name fan.
Is he?
What?
Yeah, he got a tattooed.
Oh, that's true. He did. He got Your Name tattooed on his ass. I forgot about that. No, it's
Sean didn't like that.
Sean, you know, you're
counterpoint to Sean. It's cool.
Yeah, thank you, Rocco.
He hasn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
I haven't seen it.
Stop.
Well, is that how you grab a titty? Good night.
Wait, we didn't talk about...
Oh, fuck it.